Good afternoon, everyone. We've got Randolph Rockets and Hayfield Vikings in Gopher Conference fast pitch softball here from Randolph on a beautiful night. It's a little chilly in the press box because there's no sun in here, but I'll bet it's nice in the sunshine. 57 degrees is our game time temperature here in Randolph as the two head coaches and the umpires are exchanging lineup cards at home plate even as we get ready to hit the airwaves. A big thank you to these people who make our broadcast possible, including Community Resource Bank. They have branches in Cannon Falls, in Northfield, in Faribault, and in Richfield. Randolph Hampton Fire Relief Association brings you our broadcast, along with Brownsdale Auto Body, Federated Mutual Insurance Agency out of Owatonna, Kruger Farms in Hayfield is also bringing you our broadcast here today from Randolph. As the two teams, as I said, done with their warm-ups, and we'll probably get this underway, I'm guessing, a little early, possibly. 4:30 is the scheduled first pitch. Big game in the Gopher tonight. United South Central is hosting Bethlehem Academy. Faribault BA moved up to number 2 in the most recent poll. United South Central's number 1 in Class A. Here, Randolph is number 2 in Class 2A. The defending state champions out of Class 2A are rated number 1 still. They have been all season long. They're taking on a Hayfield team that has traditionally been a powerhouse in fast pitch. There was a time a couple years ago when they had been to the state tournament 4 straight years out of Section 1. That was ended with, I can't remember what year it ended, but they had quite the run there. As the 10-0 Randolph Rockets take on the 4-3 Hayfield Vikings here today in Randolph. Here's your public address announcer.
Number 2, Kenna Self. At second base, number 5, Kenna Rutledge. Catching, number 7, Nora Bamlett. At third base, number 3, Jenna Christofferson. At first base, number 8, Melody Walker. In center field, number 9, Betsy Gillette. Your designated player, number 6, Jordan Knudsen. In right field, number 4, Alexis Swingman. Pitching, number 17, Ella Bamlett. And the flex player, number 1, Kaylee Tank. And the rest of the Hayfield Vikings and coaching staff. Now, let's meet the starting lineup for your defending 2A state champion, Randolph Rockets. Leading off, it's the reigning Minnesota State Gatorade Player of the Year, the pitcher, number 7, Carter Raymond. In right field, number 5, Kylie Carey. Catching for the Rockets, number 12, Allie Gillette. Yeah! At second base, number 10, Maya Preston. Yeah! In left field, number 2, Ella Banks. Yeah! In center field, number 15, Ruby Hyman. Yeah! At third base, number 13, Paige Addy. Yeah! The designated player, number 11, Mary Beth Banks. Yeah! At shortstop, number 1, Kenzie Murray. Yeah! And the flex player, number 3, Chloe Vogt. Yeah! And the rest of the Randolph Rockets and coaching staff, Hall of Famer Mike Silk, Gabby Geisler, Chelsea March, and the head coach, Dennis Tron. Now, direct your attention to the flag in right center field. And please stand and remove your caps if you are able. as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Well, there you heard the playing of our national anthem, and we're just about set to get underway. Carter Raymond is stretching in the pitching circle, and the infielders are, well, looks like they're doing the prom. What do you call that thing? They have the arms up in the air, and they go under the, what is that called? The prom, you know, when they go under. Anyway, and the outfielders are out there getting ready for this as well. And Hayfield will step in with Kenna Selk. She's a shortstop. Selk on the season has played in every game. She has a batting average of .375 on the year. As a team, they're hitting .337 as Hayfield. They've always been a good hitting team. And I noticed looking at their pitching that they're not throwing the person who's throwing the most innings here today. Mashing is throwing the most innings. Bamlett is throwing today for Hayfield, and she has pitched just 7 innings and 2/3 on the season. So Kenna Selk steps in. Right-handed hitter wears number 2 on her uniform. She'll go up against the All-Stater Carter Raymond, the Gatorade Player of the Year. Hayfield was looking good on their infield. 4-3 on the season. But boy, I tell you, Gopher Conference is loaded. Top two teams in Class A are there. The number one team in 2A is in the Gopher Conference. All out of the same conference as Raymond, the right-hander, at 4:20, strike called. 4:24 was the first pitch. In 57 degrees, our game time temperature. As she rocks and delivers. And it's fouled off across the street, 0-2. She's got her right where she wants her, in the hole. Coach Silk in the third base coaching box. And a swing and a miss. And a strikeout to start the game.
Second baseman, Kenna Rutledge.
Travis Kaufman is in the first base coaching box. They are co-head coaches. As left-handed hitting, Kenna Rutledge steps in, the second baseman, and the pitch swings and fouls it straight back 0-1. Rutledge on the season is hitting .545. Wow. As Raymond's next pitch, right down Broadway, and it's 0-2, and she is throwing nothing but strikes here to start this game. Goes to a customary behind the circle to visualize the next pitch. Then delivers. It's a half-hearted swing that almost ended up in my lap up here in the press box. We're just a little bit up the third baseline here in Randolph. nice to be able to get out of the wind and out of the glare so I can actually see my computer. That makes a big difference these days. And the righty's pitch. It's a ball outside, not by a lot. 1-2. One down. We're in the top of the first inning. Gordy Kosfeld here at the KDHL Sports Microphone from Randolph. Gopher Conference. Fast pitch action as Raymond's pitch is a slap down the third baseline called foul, and it was well foul. 1-2. So this will be the sixth pitch of this at bat. Good at bat going here by the young lady who's hitting over 500 on the season. Where's number 5 on her uniform? She has a little tip, kind of a half-hearted swing bunt, and it ends up a 1-3 put out. Two down, that'll bring up Nora Bamlett. She's the catcher.
The catcher, Nora Bamlett.
Bamlett's hitting 346 on the season. Right-handed hitter wears number 7. You can bet she's a Joe Mauer fan. Swing and a miss, 0-1, right? He's a catcher, wears number 7. And she stands very up in the box. Quiet with the bat. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. 0-2, the count to Bamlett. As Raymond fidgets with the ball, and the pitch is high. Tried to get her to chase the riser and wouldn't do it. 1-2. On base percentage of .418 by Hayfield on the season. And strike 3 is called on the outside corner, and she clipped it really nice. 2 strikeouts for the first 3 batters faced. There were no hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. The Randolph Rockets have dispatched of Hayfield in the top of the first. And as I said before, this young lady that is pitching for Hayfield today has thrown just 7 2/3 innings on the season. And we'll tell you more about that when we come back. You're listening to Gopher Conference Fast Pitch Softball from Randolph between the Hayfield Vikings and the Randolph Rockets on KDHL.
Community is at the heart of what they do at Community Resource Bank. That's why for Community Banking Month, Community Resource Bank is shining the spotlight on the organizations in our area. From 4-H to the American Red Cross, Community Resource Bank is proud to support more than 40 organizations and local communities that help to build a better tomorrow. Community Resource Bank, online at crb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, we go to the bottom of the first inning. Carter Raymond will lead things off here. She's a senior. The left-hander is in the circle, and I'm guessing that's why she's pitching today. They got the lefty in the circle. That'd be my guess.
Number 7, Carter Raymond.
They're thinking that Randolph probably doesn't see a lot of left-handed pitching, so they're going to see if this makes a difference here. That's just my guess. As Bamlett delivers. Swing and a base hit to right field by Raymond. Nice level line drive swing toward right field and gets the single. Bamlett wears number 17 on her uniform and is throwing to Bamlett. So I'm going to guess they're sisters. I guess I don't know that for a fact. Left-handed hitting Kylie Carey. It's it. Foul ball down the third baseline. It's 0-1. Carey is a senior. Calling time is Carey, and she'll step back into that batter's box. 0-1 the count with a runner at first. She bunts it. It's a beauty. Pitcher has one play to first, and she's called safe at first base. So she beats it out for a bunt single. And Randolph's in business with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Allie Gillette steps in. Gillette's a junior. First pitch is in the dirt. Runners advance. Throw goes to left field, but nicely backed up there. Yeah, that's a taut thing. The minute that millisecond that ball hits the dirt, you head to the next base. And the pitch. Called a ball. 2-0 now to Gillette. A hitter's count to a very good hitter. Where's number 12 on the back of her uniform? Right-handed hitter against the lefty Bamlett in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. The ball got by the catcher, and Raymond will score. Carey advances to third base, and it's already 1-0. On the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard, Kruger Farms wants to wish all farmers out there a very safe planting season. And believe me, they're itching to get in the fields just like all the other farmers in the area. Swings and fouls it off. 1-2 the count to Gillette. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. As Bamlett gets back up on that hill and delivers. She took something off that pitch, 2-2 the count. And Bamlett's a lefty. Mashing, who is throwing the most innings over 37, I believe is a righty. She gets ready to deliver the next pitch. It's called a strike on the outside corner. And Gillette gets a strikeout looking. That'll bring up Preston.
Number 10, Maya.
Maya Preston steps in. First pitch is a ball. Preston is a junior. Right-handed hitter against the lefty Bamlett. The next pitch is hammered to right field. It's an RBI for Preston. Carey could have walked home. She didn't, but she could have.
The left fielder, number two.
RBI single to make a 2-0 Randolph. That'll bring up Ella Banks. Ella Banks is a senior. Where's number two on her uniform? Randolph in their orange tops with blue on the sleeves, blue pants, orange outline of the pockets. There's a ball outside 1-0. Blue numerals. And the Hayfield Vikings have Hayfield emblazoned across the front of their uniforms. Numerals in blue, otherwise white. Some gold. The Hayfield Viking, of course, on the side of their sleeve. 1-1 the count to Ella Banks. As Bamlett, tough duty here to take on the number one ranked team in Class 2A. Hayfield's in Class A, and the pitch is outside. 2-1, but you're in the same conference, so you've got to play. And you, believe me, Hayfield wants to play this kind of competition. You don't get better by playing teams that you can pummel. Lefty's pitch, outside, I guess. 3-1. There's only one out with a runner at first and already two runs in for Randolph. The pitch, it's a high fly ball. Left, right fielder is going to see it drop foul. She kind of gave up on that ball at the last minute. I thought she was going to catch it, and then she just kind of let it drop knowing it was going to be a foul ball. Boy, they got fans behind the outfield fence here like crazy. They charged to get in or something? Man, oh, man. Down the left field line. That ball is a chopper. It's shortstop, can't get to it. It was in the hole. Talk about a perfectly placed hit. Banks has herself a single. And throwing the lefty so far has not fooled Randolph.
Ruby
Hyman's up next. She's a sophomore. Where's number 15? She's a right-handed hitter. She's their center fielder in the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Bama did strike out the very dangerous Allie Gillette, but other than that, there have already been four hits of five batters. There's a high fly ball. Stay on the infield. Second baseman, they call the infield fly rule, makes the catch. Second out, Paige Oddie, new up.
Third baseman, number 13, Paige Oddie.
Paige is also a sophomore. Where's my old baseball number? Number 13 on the back of her uniform. Very back of the box. And the lefty's pitch is hammered foul into the bullpen. 0-1 to count. The Hayfield bullpen takes a couple of practice hacks. Looks at Coach Dennis Trom in that third base coaching box. And the pitch. It's hit right up the middle, and the shortstop knocks it down, throws to second, and that's the third out. Ooh, they just got her, too. I'm telling you, that was a bang, bang play. We're talking bang, bang. Oh, my. That was very close. They score two runs, this Randolph, here in the bottom of the first inning. They do so on four hits. So all things considered, you know, if you're a Hayfield fan, four hits, you could obviously have given up more than two runs. And one runner is left. Two runners are left on base, one of them in scoring position. All the runs were earned. As we go to the top of the first, Hayfield will send 4, 5, and 6 in their lineup to the batter's box against Carter Raymond. We played a full inning here in Randolph on the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard. It is 2-0, Randolph Rockets.
The Randolph Hampton Fire Department is proud to support the Rockets. In 2001, the cities of Randolph and Hampton combined their volunteer fire departments into the current Randolph-Hampton Fire District. With a roster of 32 volunteers, they provide rescue and fire services to those communities as well as parts of seven rural townships. Don't miss the 57th annual Randolph-Hampton Fire Department Chicken Barbecue, August 16th. With the chicken available from 3 to 8 p.m. and live music and street dance 8 to 11. Last year, over 2,200 delicious chicken dinners were served.
I'm telling you, the chicken here in Randolph is second to none. If you've never been to the Randolph Hampton Fire Relief Chicken Feed, you got to get to this one in August. Pitches inside for a ball. Raymond's first or second or third ball delivered. 1-0 to Jenner Christofferson. Says Vikings on the back of their uniform. Where's number 3? And the righty's pitch is high. It's 2-0. Carter Raymond has in 56 innings pitch, given up just 21 hits. And there's a strike call. Boy, it sure looked high, but it was called a strike, 2-1. She's only walked 11 batters, has struck out 109, 26 of them looking. Strike called, and that looked high as well. And she kind of looked to her coach, did Christofferson, and said, "Are you serious?" And they were both high pitches. The righty's pitch right down Broadway and got kind of frozen that time because what do you do? Third strikeout of four batters faced, and that'll bring up Walker. Melody Walker. Walker wears number 8 on the back of her uniform. Raymond has had one hit batter. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Her ERA is 0.50. An opponent's batting average is 111. She falls off the next pitch, 0-2. Those stats just clearly show her dominance. She goes through her routine. Go behind that pitching circle. And the righty's pitch swings at a riser, goes over her head, but after seeing the umpire call a couple of high pitches, strikes, kind of forces you to swing. Four strikeouts, three in a row. And this is a very good hitting team, Betsy Gillette. We already told you they hit .337 as a team. Same conference that that Randolph is in. There's a ball, 1-0. So by and large, they're playing the same competition. There's a righty's pitch. Strike right down Broadway, 1-1. 1-1 the count to Gillette. Don't know that she's related to Allie from Randolph. Swing and a miss at some high cheese, 1-2. And she's got a big old smile on her face after swinging at that. As Raymond, another strikeout. That was a mow 'em down inning, up and down in order. All strikeouts for Carter Raymond and the Randolph Rockets. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Man, oh, man, we go to the bottom of the second. It'll be hitters 8, 9, and 1 in the order for Randolph. Already up by a 2-0 score on the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard. They wanted me to wish all area farmers a safe planting season. Kruger Farms.
Brownsdale Auto Body reminds you, when getting your vehicle repaired, don't take a second hit. Know your rights. If you've been in an auto accident and submit a claim to your insurance company, you should know you have the right to choose any repair shop to fix your vehicle. Don't let the insurance company use scare tactics to steer you to a shop they want you to go to. For quality collision repair since 1988, it's locally owned and operated Brownsdale Auto Body. At Brownsdale Auto Body, you are the boss.
I don't know about you, but I kind of like being the boss. I'm never really the boss.
It's the designated player, number 11, Mary Beth Banks.
So Mary Beth Banks steps in. The designated player wears number 11 on her uniform. She is a senior, and the lefty's pitch is too far inside for a ball. 21 pitches in the first inning, 14 of them strikes by Bamlett, and the pitch inside, ball two. Neither pitcher has walked a batter yet. Bamlett going through a motion there. And the pitch is a ball three. Well, you certainly don't like walking that leadoff batter of an inning. So if I were a bet man, I'd say Banks is going to hold the bat here, not any swinging on any pitch here. Strike called. 3-1 to count. As we told you, this young lady has thrown 7 2/3 innings so far this season coming into today. Strike two called, and it's 3-2. Eastie's consistent with that high strike. Giving it to both pitchers. Ball's popped up. It'll be into the pen. Bamlett is 0-2 on the season. Has given up 15 hits in 7 2/3 innings. There's another one into the bullpen. That one went over the street, actually. So good at bat going here for Banks, the designated player. She's hitting for the first baseman vote. And she walked her first walk by either pitcher.
Number one, Kenzie Murray. Murray.
So Kenzie Murray steps in, wears number one on her uniform. She's a shortstop. First pitch is a ball. Murray's a sophomore. That's a dribbling, swinging bunt that beautifully hugs the line. Wow. You couldn't ask it to be placed any better than it was. Looked like she rolled the ball down the line. It just slowly dribbled down the line. And the first baseman probably should have charged that ball. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, and it ends up being a hit. Runners at first and second with nobody out. There's a outside pitch to Carter Raymond. She's back up here. She had a single to start the game on the first pitch she saw. From the lefty, Bamlett. Bamlett is a sophomore, and the pitch is hammered foul. I mean, she tattooed that one. Carter gets ready to step back in here. Raymond is hitting .545 on the season. That is second best on the team, by the way. She falls off the next pitch. It's 1-2. Carey is leading the team in batting average. And has had two fewer plate appearances. As Bamlett's pitch is a high fly ball. Right fielder will get there and make the catch. So runners at first and second.
Right fielder, number 5, Kylie.
And Kylie Carey steps in. I just told you she's leading the team in hitting. 552 coming into today, and she had a single earlier. Left-handed hitter. Lefty's pitch is in the dirt. Runners will advance to first and second, or excuse me, to second and third. On the wild pitch, 1-0 to Carey. Her single last inning came on a 0-1 count. Then there's a ball delivered. 2-0. Kylie Carey, the senior. Sophomore kicks and fires, swings. Just got a piece of a 2-1. 2-1 the count. She'll tap the plate a couple of times and step back in, pretty much even in the box. There's a ball, 3-1. A walk would load the bases here with one down in the second inning. Randall's up 2-0 on the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard. And the pitch. Boy, that didn't miss by a lot. It was called outside, but...
The catcher, number 12.
So the bags are juiced for Allie Gillette. Gillette, the only strikeout victim of Bamlett. She struck out looking her first time up. So as you can imagine, she's due. Gillette is hitting .394 coming into the game. Pitch is a ball, 1-0. So you know you're having a good day when it's the second inning and you're up for the second time. As the lefty's pitch, it's hammered, perfectly placed between the shortstop and the third baseman. One run scores, two runs score. And Gillette gets herself a couple of RBI. as she goes down to second base on the throw home. Runners at second and third with one out. It's now 4-0, and that'll bring up Maya Preston.
Now batting the second baseman, number 10, Maya Preston.
The lefty's pitch is hammered. Left fielder catches on a one-hop. Man, that was a line drive smoke job. And here comes a throw down to second base, and she will be out at second base. But she gets two runs in to make it 6-0. So Preston gets herself a single, two RBI. She gets thrown out 2-6. And Ella Banks will step in. Banks singled in the first inning. Swing and a high fly ball. This should get them out of the inning. Second baseman will catch it in shallow right field. But seven batters come to the plate. Four runs cross the plate here in the second. On three hits. Already seven hits of the 14 batters that have come to the plate. Seven hits. No errors. So all those runs were earned. That's right. All of the runs were earned. And nobody was left on base. We played two complete here in Randolph. It's already 6-0. Randolph Rockets. If you're wondering, the 15-run rule kicks in after three. The 10-run rule after five. As we go to the bottom of the third, it'll be 7-8-9. Still looking for their first hit off Carter Raymond are the Hayfield Vikings here in Gopher Conference Fast Pitch Action on the Mighty 920 KD.
As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, and financial assets. Our team is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management service to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated representative for more information today. Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Well, 0-1 the count by Carter Raymond to Jordan Knutson, the designated player. She's the designated player hitting for the left fielder, basically. Falls off the next pitch. They got different funky rules and fast pitches. Not called a designated hitter, and whoever they hit for is the flex player typically. Just have to have their own jargon. Because for all intents and purposes, it's a designated hitter in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. She struck her out. I missed a count there. Six strikeouts by Raymond. Of five batters, of seven batters faced. That brings up Swigman, Alexis, right fielder. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Swigman is a senior. As Raymond gets back up on that rubber, he's mowing him down. And the pitch. Swing and a miss way late on that, 1-1. Well, after seeing that, I would not slow the bat down if I'm Carter Raymond. Kind of a half swing. Second baseman charges nicely and throws her out of first base with an underhanded throw. So the ace got the bat on the ball. That's only the second person that's been able to do that and keep it fair. Ella Bamlett, the pitcher, steps in. Already told you she's a sophomore. Ardella is what it says on the roster, but Ella, it said on the lineup card. Pitches outside, 1-0. It says Ardella here. Lefty pitcher, lefty hitter. The righty Raymond's pitch. Strike called right down Broadway, 1-1. 1-1 to the left-handed inning pitcher for Hayfield. The Vikings looking for their first hit. This is just, well, this is the ninth batter, so nobody's been able to get around on her yet. There's a strike. 1-2. She had a mown down inning last inning. Two of the three outs were strikeouts in the first inning. One so far this inning as Raymond is dominating. Delivers. Foul, that's straight back. 1-2. So Bamlett hanging in there. This will be the sixth pitch of this at bat. Raymond coming into this inning with 25 total pitches. Pitches in the dirt. It's 2-2. Twenty of the 25 pitches strikes. That is very efficient. As the righty rocks and delivers. It's a chopper. Raymond, they say it's a foul ball. So 2-2 is still the count. Seventh pitch of this at bat. Very good at bat here by Bamlin. Fisting off a couple of pitches. See if Raymond throws her a changeup here. It would be the perfect time for one. Missed. We got a full count. As I said, just 11 walks on the season. Over 50 innings. As the righty's next pitch is a slow roller to third. She wanted to barehand it, couldn't do it. And she'll be at first base. Don't know if she would have gotten her anyway, but I think it will be an error on the third baseman. I'm not the official scorer, but that would be my guess. That'll bring up Kenna Selk. Kenna's a senior. Struck out her first time up. First pitch is a strike, 0-1. So the first base runner for Hayfield is an error. Like I said before, I don't know that she would have gotten her anyway. She tried to barehand it. Didn't work. You have a lefty at the plate who runs pretty well. It's 1-1 to count, so I don't know if she'd have been able to get her. Two down here in the third inning and a 6-0 Randolph lead. She missed again. It's 2-1. Two and one to count. Runner at first. Two down. So she's not going anywhere. As she chops it off the plate, Raymond comes down and fires it over to first base to get her and retire the side. That ends the top of the third here for both teams. Hayfield does not collect a hit in my scorebook. There was one error. Again, I'm not the official scorer. No earned runs and one runner left on base, not in scoring position. So, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Ruby Hyman, Paige Oddy, Mary Beth Banks are scheduled to bat in the bottom of the third on the Kruger Farms scoreboard. It's 6-0.
Kruger Farms of Hayfield knows the lessons youth learn in athletics, and that's why they sponsor Hayfield games on the radio. Those lessons serve youth well long after they've left the court of the gridiron, just like a farmer knows about time management and hard work. It isn't always the end result, but the journey to get there. You plant the crop in the spring in hopes of a bountiful fall harvest, and there has to be some faith along the way. Meanwhile, you enjoy the journey that takes you there. Kruger Farms says, go Vikings.
The Randolph Hampton Fire Department is proud to support the Rockets. In 2001, the cities of Randolph and Hampton combined their volunteer fire departments into the current Randolph Hampton Fire District. With a roster of 32 volunteers, they provide rescue and fire services to those communities as well as parts of 7 rural townships. Don't miss the 57th annual Randolph Hampton Fire Department Chicken Barbecue August 16th. With the chicken available from 3 to 8 p.m. and live music and street dance 8 to 11. Last year, over 2,200 delicious chicken dinners were served.
Oh my, if you've never been there, you gotta go, folks. So here we go, bottom of the third, sixth batter in the order, Ruby Hyman, the eighth, the center fielder, a sophomore, steps in as Bamlett's pitch is high, 1-0. Bamlett has allowed 7 hits, and we're only in the third inning. 6 runs. That was her 48th pitch as a strike is called on the inside corner. 1-1 to Hyman. Hyman is hitting .357. Pitch rolls in the dirt. It's 2-1. As a team, Randolph is hitting .403. They have a .439 on base percentage, 32 doubles coming into today, and 7 triples. Strike called. 2-2 the count. They have not had a home run, 106 runs scored, so they're averaging about 11 runs a game. And they're 35 of 36 in stolen bases, as there's a chopper right back to Bamlett. She'll easily gun her down. So 2 straight have been retired by the left-handed sophomore, who looks like she's feeling a little more comfortable in the pitching circle. As Paige Oddie steps in, the third baseman. Paige is hitting .367. Right-handed hitter. Bit of an open stance. Pitch. Outside 1-0. .6 Randolph. We're in the bottom of the third. As the lefty's next pitch is chopped. And the pitcher is going to, they call the foul ball. So 1-1 the count to Paige Oddie. Oddie was at first with a fielder's choice to end the first inning. As she misses with the next pitch, it's 2-1. 2-1 the count. The lefty's next offering is a strike. 2-2. Bamlett has 1 strikeout. It was looking. As she kicks and delivers, that ball's hammered right at the right fielder, but she, well, I guess it was a couple of feet in front of her, ends up being a base hit for Oddie. Kind of hesitated coming up on it. It was a bit of a line drive. So Mary Beth Bank steps in. Pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. Banks hitting .417 coming into today. That ball's right back up the middle. Bamlett gets a glove on it, but can't stop it. It'll be a hit. It was hit hard enough that she was lucky to get the glove on it and slow it down. That'll bring up
Kenzie Murray.
Where's number 1 on her uniform? The shortstop. They've had some good ones here over the years in Randolph. And the pitch is a strike call on the outside corner, 1-1.
Get that good! Get one! Get one!
Murray hitting 483. And has a hit earlier, and she just smoked another one to center field. Center fielder does a nice job cutting that ball off as the run scores. And it's an RBI for Murray and the Randolph Rockets.
Look at the pitcher, number 7, Carter Raymond.
So Carter Raymond's back up, third time up in 3 innings. She's 1-for-2. Runners at first and second with one out, and the pitch outside, ball 1. The pitch rolls off the plate. 2-0, 2 walks in the game by Bamlin. As Raymond steps back in, very quiet with the bat. Pitch is way high. And it is 3-0 to the lead hitter in the order. She's in danger of loading the bases for Kylie Carey, the best hitter on the team in terms of batting average coming into today. She takes a strike. 3-1 to count to Carter Raymond. As a lefty's next pitch is too high. Third walk. Bags are juiced
for
Kylie Carey. Carey walked her last time up and singled in the first inning. She scored 2 runs. Her single in the first was a bunt single, and it was a beauty. The pitch hammers it to left field. It'll go back and back, and she's not going to catch it. It's going to go over her head. Rolled to the fence. 1 run scores, 2 run score. Raymond's given the stop sign a third, and a smoking double off the bat of Carey, who continues to just rip the ball. Man, she jumped all over that pitch. Couple of runs scored to make it 9 to nothing. As Allie Gillette steps in. Runners at second and third. With one out. Gillette fouled off the first pitch, 0-1. She struck out in the first inning looking and singled her last time up. Got 2 RBIs, and she just plunked one into center field again. And a run will score for another RBI. Raymond scores. Going to third base is Carey.
Bags are juiced again. Anderson enters as a courtesy runner.
Yeah, the courtesy runner is Vienna Anderson. She's a senior.
Second baseman, Maya Preston.
Vienna is a senior. That ball's popped right to right field. Throw back to try and double off the runner at first. The run scores.
Left fielder, number 2.
5 runs in the inning, and that'll bring up Maya Preston. Preston wears number 2 on her uniform, the junior. Lefty's pitch is on the inside corner for strike 1. 8th person to come to the plate this inning. There were 7 people that came to the plate in the second inning. There were 7 people that came to the plate in the first inning. So, oh boy, that was a ball he called it. It looked like a strike to me. Right at the knees. And the pitch. She tried to get the riser and fouled it off. 1-2. That was very good just to get the bat on that ball. Cordy Kosfeld here at the KDHL Sports Microphone on KDHL AM Faribault, Minnesota. Town Square Media Station. Ball rolls to the catcher who does a nice job of blocking it. 2-2 the count to Maya Preston. Pitches outside to make a 3-2. Three and two is the count. Oh, my. That rolled in the dirt, and he called it a strike. I mean, seriously. So evidently, he wants to eat supper. Second strikeout. I wouldn't have swung at that either, so I don't blame Maya for getting struck out. I mean, that ball was in the dirt and outside. Five runs score in the inning. And they do so on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits. 12 hits already in this game for the Randolph Rockets. There was... Well, there were no errors.
Now playing in center field for the Rockets, Ryan Carr.
And one runner was left on base. As we go to the top of the fourth, it'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the order for the Hayfield Vikings on the Kruger Farm scoreboard. It is now 11-0. Randolph.
Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Well, Hayfield will have Rutledge lead things off. She's grounded to the pitcher. There have been no hits in this game, at least in my book. I ruled an error on that dribbler that ended up getting the runner at first base, but I don't know what the official ruling is going to be. Rutledge, a left-handed hitter. The second baseman steps in. There's Raymond's pitch. He fouls it off, 0-1. Down 11-0, you kind of take away the small ball. Maybe and maybe not. I'd be tempted to try it myself. I mean, you can't get around on her. Bunt. Ball goes all the way to the backstop. It's 1-1. 1-1 to the left-handed inning second baseman, Kenna Rutledge. Back-to-back Kennas. Rutledge is a sophomore, and she just swung at a pitch over her head. But they called it a ball? Really? They said she held up. I don't know. Didn't look to me like she did. 1-2 is the count. Yeah, I thought she swung at it. He didn't really raise his arm up and say it was a strike, so hard to tell. The pitch, strike right down Broadway, and Rutledge watches it go by. Let's see, that strikeout number 7.
Nora Bamlett.
Nora Bamlett steps up, the catcher. She struck out looking her first time up. And the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Took a mean hack at it. Lenora is a senior. Change up, popped up, and it's going to be a foul ball into the pen. 0-2. That was a nice change up. Might have been up a little bit. Pitch I'm sure Carter's working on, because you got to have that pitch. And it's probably one of the more difficult ones to throw, to be quite honest. Got to show your same arm speed and the pitch. Swing and a miss. good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Strikeout number 8 will bring up Jenna Christofferson. She's a sophomore. As Raymond kicks and fires, it's inside 1-0. Our next offering is high, and wisely she lays off. It's 2-0. Oh. 39 pitches coming into this inning through three innings. 32 of them strikes. There's a strike. 2-1. That's pretty efficient pitching. As Raymond delivers, it's outside and it's 3-1. She has not walked the batter yet in this game. 11 walks on the season. In 56 innings pitched. The ball. She walked her. Shocked the batter even. She didn't want to run down the first base. The first walk, that'll bring up Melody Walker.
Melody Walker.
Melody is a senior. I always thought Melody was kind of a cool name. Right-handed hitter. This Carter Raymond's pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. That was a hum job, boy, right there on the black. Runner at first, two down. We're in the fourth inning. It's an 11-0 game, and if this keeps up, it'll be done in five innings. Swing and a miss, 0-2, and she was way late on that. This is the number 5 hitter in the order. Randolph has seen only 2 base runners by Hayfield in this game. Strike call on the outside corner, and she's done, and that's the inning. So all 3 outs, again, were recorded by strikeout. 2 of them were looking. She has 9 strikeouts in this game, and 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 9 strikeouts are looking, which means you're fooling the batter, right? 11-0 is our score. As we go to the top of the, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be hitters 5, 6, and 7 for Randolph, again up by an 11-0 score. On the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard, they want to wish everyone a very healthy and safe planting.
Brownsdale Auto Body reminds you, when getting your vehicle repaired, don't take a second hit. Know your rights. If you've been in an auto accident and submit a claim to your insurance company, you should know you have the right to choose any repair shop to fix your vehicle. Don't let the insurance company use scare tactics to steer you to a shop they want you to go to. For quality collision repair since 1988, it's locally owned and operated Brownsdale Auto Body. At Brownsdale Auto Body, you are the boss.
Coming into bat here is that Rianne? Ryan Carr, R-I-A-N, is how you spell it. Ryan Carr wears number 4. She's a right-handed hitter. And the pitch is hit right back to Bamlett. She'll throw her. Oh, my, it's an error. An error on the play. First baseman collided with a runner there. So she's going to be safe on an error.
Now batting third baseman, number 13.
Error is going to be on the third baseman. Ruby Hyman is due up here. There's a strike called. Well, this is Paige Adia.
if they bat it out of order. One and one to count. Going down to second and safe is Carr. Carr, by the way, is a senior. She must have been hitting for Hyman, I'm guessing, but there's a foul ball. Two and two the count to Paige Oddy, the sophomore, and the lefty's pitch is a chopper. Second baseman charges nicely and throws her out at first base. That was a nice play. That'll bring up Mary Beth Banks. Banks walked and scored and singled and scored. 11-0 Randolph here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Ooh, a half-handed swing. It's a strike, 0-1. Trying to go to 11-0 on the season of the Rockets. They're well on their way. They're up 11-0. Pitch is inside. It's 1-1. A strike called. 1-2. Call a ball. 2-2. Pitch is a little chin music. It's 3-2. Bamlett came into this inning with 75 pitches, throwing 41 of them for strikes. So not a great strikes to balls ratio. And he calls a pitch high and inside a strike. So a strikeout looking. All the strikeouts have been looking by Bamlett. Quite frankly, two of them were gifts. 1-0 count to Murray. The right-handed hitting shortstop. And the lefty's pitch is outside, 2-0. She's walked three batters. Pitch rolls in the dirt, but not far enough to advance the runner from third, who is Carr. And the lefty's pitch. A strike call to the knees. 3-1. 3-1 to Murray. Steps back in that batter's box. And the lefty's next offering is wee high, and she walked her fourth walk. Puts runners at the corners. Carter Raymond comes up.
Number 7, Carter Raymond.
Raymond gets ready to step in here. 11-0 the score, and the lefty, Bamlett's pitch. Popped up. That's skied. That should be caught. Second baseman does make the catch. And that ends the bottom of the fourth. And Randolph, for the first time, did not score here in the bottom of the fourth. They did not collect a hit either. The one person on the two people on base were by an error and by a walk. So two people, one left in scoring position. We go to the top of the fifth inning, and again, if Hayfield does not score, this game's going to be over. because there's a 10-run rule after five innings. It'll be hitters 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Hayfield Vikings, trying to see if they can't get more than one run on the board. So that does not happen. On the Cougar Farms Hayfield scoreboard, 11-0.
Cougar Farms of Hayfield knows the lessons youth learn in athletics, and that's why they sponsor Hayfield games on the radio. Those lessons serve youth well long after they've left the court of the gridiron, just like a farmer knows about time management and hard work. It isn't always the end result, but the journey to get there. You plant the crop in the spring in hopes of a bountiful fall harvest, and there has to be some faith along the way. Meanwhile, you enjoy the journey that takes you there. Kruger Farms says, go Vikings.
Well, Carter Raymond concludes her warm-up tosses as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. She has thrown 55 total pitches, 42 of them strikes. She has 9 strikeouts of the 14 batters faced. That's pretty dominant. So Hayfield has 6, 7, and 8 in the order due up.
The center fielder, Betsy Gillette.
Betsy Gillette, the center fielder, will step in. Struck out swinging in the second inning. Raymond has struck out, let's see, every single batter in the order but two, the 8-9 hitters. Isn't that interesting? Swing and a miss. Maybe you don't focus quite as much on the 8-9. I don't know. The righty's going to deliver. And she hammers it foul 0-2. Looks like she took a little off that pitch. Brayman with well over 100 strikeouts coming into this game has tacked on 9 more in the pitch. Change up. She chops it to the first baseman. They kind of handed it, but they called her safe at first base. Second baseman picked it up, or first baseman picked it up. Second baseman covering the bag. First baseman standing right next to her tried to hand it to her.
Player Jordan Knutson.
Be interesting to see what they rule there. I would think it would be an error, but who do you give it to? First baseman Knutson steps in. 1-0 the count to Jordan. Jordan Knutson is a sophomore. Where's number 6? Right-handed hitter against the righty Raymond, who delivers. Swing and a miss way late, and it's 1-1. I certainly wouldn't slow down her bat after seeing that. 1-1 the count. Beautiful day here in Randolph. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. I'm a little surprised that these girls from Hayfield haven't been choking up a little bit to try and get around on Carter a little more. There's a ball. 2-2. We said before they're a good hitting team, so they know how to make adjustments, you would think. As the righty grips the ball, the pitch. Strike called. That's the 10th strikeout. 5 of them have been looking. Alexis Swigman steps in.
Alexis Swigman.
Swigman again is a senior. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. As we said, Carter's been very efficient, has not walked a batter. Swing and a miss, 1-1. She had a 3-ball count last inning. Oh, she did walk one last inning. That's right, Christofferson. That's her only walk. And the pitch up high, 2-1 the count to Swigman. Where's number 4 in the back of her uniform? She'll step back in, and Raymond's pitch is chopped foul. We got two umpires here today. Swing and a miss, and that was up in the eyes. 11 strikeouts, and we may be down to the last out of the game as Ella Bamlett steps in. The pitcher, she had a really nice at-bat her last time up. An 8-pitch at-bat that ended in an error, in my book anyway, 0-1 the count. It dribbled down the third baseline. Third baseman tried to barehand it, was not able to do so. And frankly, that might be ruled a hit. I don't know. I don't think they would have gotten her. Swing! Even if she'd fielded it cleanly, 0-2 the count, and we're one strike away from ending this game. 11-0 here in the fifth. Hayfield would drop to 4-4, and Randolph would go to 11-0. Swing and a miss, and that's it. 12 strikeouts for Raymond as they have no hits. No runs. We'll see what the official ruling is on whether or not Carter gets a no-hitter or they rule that third baseman, because it was a close play. A clean fielding of that ball. I don't think gets the runner anyway. She's a left-handed hitter going down the first base and fairly athletic. So I think she might have a one-hitter here today. But we will find out. We'll let you know what the official ruling is. Your final score on the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard, 11-0, Randolph, who beat a very good Hayfield team, who drops to 4-4 on the season. This is a very good hitting team. As we said, they came into this game with a team batting average of .337, and that's not bad at all. Team batting average, what did I say, .402 for Randolph coming into this game. That's pretty good as well. Let's see, .337 for Hayfield and a .403 team batting average coming into this one for Randolph, and that was pumped up a bit here today as the Randolph Rockets in this game ended up with 12 hits in my book. They had 11 runs. They had two errors in my book, but like I said, one of them I don't think will be changed to a hit. We'll have to see. And the runs were earned, and they left. Let's see. They left two, three, five runners on base, and they left one, two in scoring position. Two in scoring position. As again, your final score is 11-0.
This is an incredible group that has made Rocket fans proud over the past 4 years. Not only have they led us to four consecutive state tournament appearances with an outstanding 83-7 record, but they have also been exceptional representatives of Randolph both on and off the field. Today we want to join in the celebration of their success and their lasting impact they've made on the Randolph softball program. As the head coach of the Randolph softball team, I am blessed and honored to have had the opportunity to have coached these guys. They came in as a young, inexperienced freshman team and leave as one of the most successful senior group we have had in the Randolph program. I am extremely proud of all they have done and will accomplish, and look forward to all the wonderful things they will accomplish in the future. Thank you, senior. Let's give them a big round of applause. Thanks, seniors.
Kate.
Oh, I better announce him. Right? Ella Banks. Chloe Boat.
These gals are getting gifts here from their underclassmen.
Ryan Carr.
I don't know what's in the gift bag, but it looks nice.
Kylie Carey. Kenna Gergen.
It's likely there might be some gift cards in there.
Carter Raymond.
Looks like there might be some candy in there. Some potato chips.
Yana Anderson. Addie Davis.
Okay, hold on.
Mary Beth Banks. Stella Gellin Rexroad. These are your 2025 senior softball players. Give them a round of applause. Thank you, guys.
Wow, well, we got to be here during senior day for the Randolph Rockets. We'll wrap things up here from Randolph right after this message.
As a business owner, do you have a game plan in place to stay focused on safety and preventing claims? Let our team help support your business. Federated Insurance offers a customizable lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services to help you continue your winning streak. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Well, I think I'm going to change that error to a hit for the pitcher for Hayfield, and we'll see what the official ruling will be. It won't be my call. See what the official book will say. I should have that by tomorrow. I might even have it when I get home tonight. But the Randolph Rockets go to 11-0 on the season with an 11-0 win over the Hayfield Vikings here tonight. Hayfield drops to 3-4 as the pitchers are warming up for the JV game, which is next here in Randolph. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. And if you did, please patronize our fantastic sponsors who made the broadcast possible, including Kruger Farms out of Hayfield. They want to wish all farmers in our area a safe planting season. They know that you are as eager as they are to get in the fields, and don't be too eager. You know what I'm saying? Don't be too eager to get out there in the field. They want you to be safe. Brownsdale Auto Body also bringing your broadcast here today, along with the Randolph Hampton Fire Relief Association, their chicken feed on August 16th. Boy, you got to get there. It is so, so delicious. If you've never had their chicken, Federated Mutual Insurance Agency out of Owatonna, Community Resource Bank, which has branches in Cannon Falls, a brand new branch now in Faribault, and of course, they've got I think Roseville is another location for the Community Resource Bank. Member FDIC. Of course, I had banked at First United Bank, so now I'm a customer of Community Resource Bank there in Faribault. As, again, the pitchers are warming up for the JV game, which is coming up next. We will not have that on the airwaves. Our next broadcast is Thursday when the Waterville Elysian Morristown Buccaneers play the Bethlehem Academy Cardinals in Faribault. That's the scheduled game, rains in the forecast. Let's hope they play it if it doesn't rain hard enough that they can't play the game. And I think we've got a game Friday that's a makeup game on May the 2nd of a game that we were supposed to have earlier. Originally we had Cannon Falls and Randolph softball game Friday. But we had another game move to that date, and that's the game I think we're going to be broadcasting on Friday. But stay tuned. Our Randolph Coaches Show, by the way, comes your way every Saturday at 9:30 in the morning. We talked to Chris Stanton last week because, well, we did the Randolph-Cannon Falls Battle of Billsby game on Saturday, and that's why we did that. There'll be a Battle of Billsby game for the fast pitch teams on a Saturday in a week or two, and we'll have that for you on the radio, too. At least that's what we've got scheduled right now when the girls go toe-to-toe from Randolph and Cannon Falls. Cannon Falls Bomber fast pitch team is having a very good year, not as good as Randolph is. I mean, it's hard to pop 11-0, but they are having a good year, so that should be a good game. And so our sports every 9:30 is the Randolph Coaches Show, brought to you by Strike Tool and Banks Outdoors, two great businesses in Cannon Falls. And as I was just about to say, our sports comes your way every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:40. I try to emphasize local sports. I give local scores. You won't find that virtually anywhere else on the radio dial. You can hear a lot about the Timberwolves and the Wild and all that. I'm a fan of that as well. But I emphasize local because I know you just don't get that in pretty much anywhere else. And so that's why we emphasize that here on the Mighty 920. Gordy Kosfeld, I forgot to write down the end time of this game. That ended in five innings with an 11-0 score by the Randolph Rockets as their JV is taking the field here in Randolph. Again, final score for the final time on the Kruger Farms Hayfield scoreboard. Randolph 11, Hayfield nothing. Till Thursday, have yourselves a fantastic